and welcome to Generation Goat number 10. We actually made it, number 10. I'm John Martin of songsthatsavedyourlife.com and evermore these days, shlisten.com. And with me, as always, is Chris Clark of Geek Force 5. And here we are. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I feel good.
10 episodes.
Yeah, 10.
Double digits.
The big 10. And it only took 13 months. So,
yeah.
Well done there.
Exactly. You know, quality over quantity. That's what my...
Yeah, but I think in our case, we're putting zero over zero. And I'm pretty sure that we're not allowed to divide by zero.
You know, somebody was telling me yesterday about the new math. And I thought, and I was like, the new math? What is the new math? And I still am not quite sure what she meant by it, but I think it was her trying to explain how they're teaching math in elementary school nowadays, and it didn't make any sense to me. And I'm still sitting here thinking to myself, what exactly is the new math, and is the new math the same as the old math?
Yeah, sure. I you know, Julie, our friend, her husband's a math teacher, and he was explaining to me actually about this, and he was saying that, you know, it's all about like, you know, just giving kids like fun concepts and like crazy real life problems that they can solve, you know, and not really like teaching them how to work through stuff, because that's the kind of country we've become.
Yeah, it's like that, I don't know if you've heard it, the Patton Oswalt bit where he talks about physics for poets, and it's this class that he took in college where... the instructor, by the end of the course, was trying to get in touch with his more creative students, and he put up on the board for one of the final questions a question about Star Trek, and it had a very glaring gaffe as far as Patton Oswalt was concerned, and whoever would have been sending them into warp, and he had it wrong. The guy on the board, and Oswald actually got up out of his seat, stormed down to the front of the class, and said, "This problem is impossible to solve because you have put the wrong person up there. You know, Sulu versus Chekhov or some damn thing." And it was much funnier than the way I just described it. But,
that's what Google is for, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually once took... chemistry for non-scientists because I needed three more science credits and it was my senior year and I was just like, you know what, I like science, I could easily do programming courses, but chemistry for idiots, that's the way it's one day a week for 2.5 hours, rock it.
The names of those courses at Bradford where I went to college were very funny, but I can't ever remember any of them.
Yeah. Might as well have been chemistry for circus monkeys. It was actually that amazing. But we, sir, are getting off topic.
Because this is meant to be a speed goat.
That's right. Speed goat. That's where we take a goat, take it out into a field, give it lots of amphetamines, and let it go.
Yes, and see what happens.
Wait, that can't be right. No, Chris and I have very, very busy lives. We're very important people doing very important things.
Yes.
Yes, and so we limited today's goat. It will not be the two-hour rambly, free-form, insano fest of the last time.
Or
the
no.
Time before that, or, well, you get the
time
edge. But half an hour goat. It's going to be 34 minutes now, but, you know.
You know. It'll be all right. I feel like I have less excuse. Or maybe my excuses are so all over the place. I'm working a new job and teaching at the same time. And you would think I could throw having a baby in there, but I really can't because it's my wife that's having the baby. I am just watching.
But don't you have Whereas, to like, get up in the middle of the night for like fried banana sandwiches and stuff?
You know what? She's not a cravings person. Yeah, she hasn't had any weird cravings. It's very.
I thought they were supposed to. Are you sure she's pregnant?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess that could be a beer gut, but you know, she's a Baha'i, so she doesn't drink. So maybe it's a hot chocolate gut, but she doesn't drink hot chocolate, she drinks tea. I'm not sure. If it's not a baby, I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of, you know, Hollywood-based precedents for aliens, you know, just inserting babies.
True. So anyway, I mean, I bring that up because you have an actual excuse. I mean, you're working on a dissertation.
Yes, I am. I'm actually surrounded by it. You can't see, but my desk has stacks of paper in a kind of, you know, circle around the laptop with just enough room for me to sit and put my arms out to type.
Right.
Yeah, my supervisor threw me a curveball. I'm meant to be finished and, like, getting ready to be examined. And
right.
I'm supposed to be submitting the paperwork, which allows me to hand in a printed copy of my dissertation for examination. And we had a meeting about that. And during the meeting, he said, I don't know what it's about, so could you maybe rewrite the whole thing? And I said, ha, ha, ha. And he said, no, I think it's not clear. And yeah, I don't know. Now, I have another reader, and she doesn't have this problem. She wants me to add a bunch of stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
And all I could say was, oh, sure. Well, the draft has largely not changed since October, but thanks for telling me now.
Yeah, this is the perfect time to say you don't get it.
And then the second part of that was, oh, and I'm going away for 6 weeks, so you're going to have to take care of it before I go.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
I said, when are you leaving? He said, oh, next week.
Ah, nice.
That's funny. So, yeah, so I've been staring down the barrel all week long, and, my goodness.
Mm. But, and yet you've been able to do things for listen that I'm on site hiatus. So, you know, like what's going on?
It's true. My new little website. I don't know. You know, I'm starting to think I wish I had picked another name, just because it's really hard to kind of stick in a sentence. Against me. So listener, if you come up with a better name for my site, you win. I don't know. Chris is not baby.
No, but I want it, whatever it is. If it's a boy, a girl, or a six pack.
Ironically, the KKK is probably listening right now, and they're going to take your baby away, and that's going to be the best podcast ever. You can just see.
Well, at least we know what the first song will be of the podcast. First podcast post baby.
Done.
That's going to be
wonderful.
Decision made right here, listener.
I mean, you know, we'll try to do it tastefully, but, you know. Yeah, so my new little website, I actually adopted your idea of kind of just updating on weekdays because, you know, I need me time to think up the, you know, half-assed content that I put on the site. So, but yeah, it's been cool. I got, you know, some nice mentions this week from the cool folks over at Your Bird Records. I mentioned a couple of their artists and they were kind enough to say hello to me on Twitter, which was really cool. So that was quite nice, and people should go check out their site, which is yearbird.com, Y-E-R, bird. And lots of, you know, great relaxing stuff over there. So I've been trying to, you know, mix it up, a little bit of new music, some downloads, finally realized the download dream, some videos, and it's really funny, actually. I don't know why, you know, I figured it would be funny to leave the weekend with a Friday night videos section.
Yes, I like that a lot.
Traffic plummets as soon as I do that. It's really funny. It's the day before, you know, it was actually up to, every day this week has been the best day for the site. Mm-hmm. It's been really cool.
Hit
quite a few hits, you know. It was triple digits. And then yesterday it was down to 3.
Oh god.
Do you guys hate cover bands that much?
Wow. Oh,
god. Actually, what I think it is, and in a weird coincidence, because I said bad things about 311's cover of Love Song. I think everybody who listens to my site is a 311 fan. So
maybe.
So yeah. So.
Well, you know, it is a fairly. I don't know that I think it's the worst cover in the world, but it's not the best cover in the world. And cover songs is something that was on my brain because the Friday Night Videos was all cover songs this time. I got to watch the first two, maybe the first three. And read the post, of course. And it was a lot of fun to like think about. And I'm thinking a lot about cover songs anyway. I think I've kind of gotten us off the path there. But I've been getting really into Pomplamoose, who does these kind of quirky covers.
They did one of Beat It, right?
Yeah.
Beat It. I heard that.
Single Ladies was one that they had a lot of fun with before that. And they just came out with one for Telephone. The Gaga and Beyonce. The Single Ladies is great because there's a part where she actually says, please don't make me sing this part of the song. The lyrics are so bad. Something, something, something. So we'll sing the Single Ladies part instead. Like, so she takes the bridge and she has a lot of it.
Nice.
And so in thinking about the cover, well, at least Pomplamoose, who doesn't tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going back to your post and you're saying, you know, sometimes the, sometimes watching these, people in their bedrooms or their cars or whatever is great. And then sometimes it reminds you that our band was really, must have been really bad. One thing that I think about is a lot of these people that I see are doing like one part of the song. They're not doing live performance. Mm-hmm. So they're doing it on their computer and then recording themselves performing to it. And it's really cool. Like that's what Pomplamoose is doing. But like, I feel like we didn't, and then this is not, this is kind of like me making excuses for our band, which is
somebody just knew it.
Like that just what technology wise, it wasn't really an option. Yeah, and,
true.
But we were coming up in a time where it was all about playing live and maybe it should be. But I think, oh, we could have probably done some cool things with the talent that Andy had and like the computer my computer know-how is certainly nowhere near yours was at the time or even now, but we had some computer know-how and, you know, what would we have been like if we were coming up now?
If only we had some sort of hot tub time machine. It's true. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think the thing about the covers that was really just crazy was how many of them were produced to such a standard, you know, where there was multiple takes and multiple tracks and they were all, you know, clearly, you know, neatly edited, and it just blew my mind, you know. And I mean, some of them were adorable. I mean, there's that girl who does Such Great Heights. I went looking every time I found someone who did a good cover. I went and looked at what else they uploaded because I wanted to see if there was an even better cover, and hers are really funny because she must live somewhere like Kentucky or something, and she's like out in her yard under a tree in this big green field recording songs, and you know, found like people in their showers for the acoustics. You know, speaking of acoustics, it's really funny actually. We should say, you know, we're talking about people being in their cars and their bedrooms. I'm, you know, in my room right now. Chris is recording this in his car,
right.
From the passenger seat, you're in Jesus' seat, sir. But
yeah, well, you know, I'm letting Jesus drive.
Yeah. Well,
or the pig.
He should. Not in a while. That's right. Well, and the pig, which we have mentioned before in this podcast, is still in the car on the dash.
I kind of have got the feeling now that the pig is the only thing keeping this car together.
Really?
There's a hole in the floorboard that appeared recently. At least I think it's a hole in the floorboard. So the back side of this passenger's seat is all wet.
Oh, maybe you can get, excuse me, I seem to have got some bacon stuck in my throat. maybe you could get, I don't know, some sort of like plastic sheeting and just like duct tape it hardcore down to the floor or something.
I should try that.
Gaffer's tape.
I'll have to see what the pig says, because I really do. I think the pig is the deity of this car. You know?
My,
he doesn't have a name.
No, that's true. We still haven't named the pig.
No.
How about... pulled.
Pulled?
Yeah, you know, pulled pork.
Pulled, okay, yeah.
Maybe not. how about hickory smoked?
Hickory smoked? I don't know. I'm a maple smoked.
Yeah,
maple
I was smoked. Apple smoked, actually.
Apple smoked.
Well, thanks, one. Anyway, yeah, my uncle used to drive me to school when I was a little kid, and he had a car with a hole in the floor. It was an otherwise fully reliable Ford Pinto. But it actually had a hole in the passenger side of the floor big enough that, like, I don't know, it's about a sheet of paper big.
Yeah.
So on the days when it was raining, I would arrive at school a little bit damp.
A little bit. Just a wee bit.
You know, delightful.
Did you ever lose your shoes through the floor?
No, but I dropped a comic book once.
Oh, no.
It just went away.
It wasn't an issue of...
I think it was an Archie book.
An Archie book, oh, okay.
I think my grandmother went through a phase where she would buy me Archie comics. Dark times.
I never really bought Archie comics, but yeah, I was at the grocery store for long enough that I could, you know, sort of flip through them and see which girl he was banging that week, you know.
So for those of you keeping score at home, this is the nadir of the podcast. I think this is about as low as we're going to get. Let's try to go back on track. So
yes, let's please.
You are on site hiatus.
I am.
Now, when I go on site hiatus, I just stop posting and nobody notices. But you actually did something a little different. What's that all about?
Well, I usually post gone fishing signs. This time I put up a homepage where I asked people, you know, what do they think about what this site is to them, and what could it be, or what should it be, to sort of get some response. What's that?
I put awesome.
Yes, she did.
It should be awesome.
Oh, I just looked at my battery. My battery is low.
Now there's an element of danger to the podcast.
I'm
going to
turn off
the video then.
What's that?
I'm going to turn off the video.
Yeah, I'll turn off my video. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Are you still there, listener? So I put up a survey and, gotten some responses, and I sort of know which direction I want to go with this site anyway already, but, and it's mostly a layout thing. Content wise, I've just sort of stopped because life is so busy.
Yeah.
But if people offer me some interesting suggestions, I might take them into account, you know?
Any spoilers that you can give us, or are you playing close to the vest in this one?
I am working with an outside designer for the first time in my life.
Crazy.
Somebody who was willing to do me a favor in terms of, you know, they would normally charge a lot of money. And I am hopefully collaborating with an artist friend of mine who... We'll be doing the not the logo, but there's always been that sort of header for the site.
Mm-hmm.
And the trouble with that has always been keeping up with what we're talking about on a daily basis.
Yeah.
He's doing sort of a more generic cartoony header for me.
Cool.
And then I even have an idea to get somebody to write a theme song.
Oh, no.
But we'll see. I want to make it a lot more collaborative.
Well, actually, speaking of, you know, songs, you've also put out an album this month.
I did. You know, and it's probably, it's more the other person's album than my album, I suppose, because he did all the music. But, there's this thing, the RPM Challenge, which happens in February. And I wrote the lyrics to sort of a soundtrack for my novel. And I handed those lyrics over to this guy, Phil Kleiger. Uncle Phil, and he wrote the music based on what I provided to him, and he and his wife did the vocals, and they did all of that despite having a 2-week-old baby in the house and him working on like 10 other RPM Challenge albums. So he was super productive that month.
I gotta say it was really entertaining. I enjoyed it. And you know, the only thing I was curious about, why the choice to go with a different voice for the DJ that intercuts the album. There's a conceit that there's a radio show kind of thing. Nice. And my good friend Chris here plays the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you disguise your voice in the way that you did?
I don't really know. You know, We were coming down to the wire on when it was due to be turned in. Mm-hmm. And it was a Friday afternoon, and I'm working and I'm teaching and I'm in between these two things. And Phil said, "Why don't you record some bits for the middle to sort of tie everything together?" And it just occurred to me to do it in a weird voice.
You went all Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder on us.
I did, kind of. Well, you know, I was listening for inspiration to the tracks from Reservoir Dogs.
Yes.
And I felt like my own voice was not interesting enough for what we were trying to do. So I went in a different direction.
My feeling is Stephen Wright was probably available.
He probably was. On short notice, yeah, he probably even would have been able to do that sort of 5-10 minutes worth of work.
There's a comedy club actually in Harvard Square above a Chinese restaurant that I'm led to understand that he frequents quite often. So next time we'll go nab him. But, you know, it was a great job. So where can people pick up that, he said, in not at all a leading podcasty kind of way?
You know what? I did link to it off of echristopherclark.com in terms of a streaming version, and I have plans to put out a downloadable version sometime soon as part of a very secret project that I may or may not ever do.
Crazy.
Which is very vague. I had a good time doing that with Phil, and I think I might like to do some more music, so...
Mm.
There may be a music site in the future, but we'll see.
I'm thinking of starting a music site too, but I don't know anything about music, so.
Well, you know, I'll introduce you to Phil. I don't know anything about music either, so.
Nice. Actually, you know, that's been the thing, just this week and the week before, putting together stuff for, you know, for that name's got to go. You know, for putting the other stuff for the site, which I will henceforth refer to by its second part, Listen. You know, South by Southwest, of course, is, well, it's over now. It's been going on, and it's, you know, I guess it's fine if you like that sort of, you know, cool people, great food, awesome music, free stuff kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's your bag, right? But
it's not mine. But
yeah, know, it's not mine either. But you know, I got started because there was a torrent of MP3s by everybody almost performing at South by Southwest, and you know, so I'm sifting through like 600 odd bands that most of which I've never heard of. You know, I probably got to about 15%, and. It was amazing how little I know, because then I started finding bands that I liked, like the people at Yearbird. And, you know, then I started finding all these indie labels putting out really great music.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. That's the best part about the site. But I now feel wholly unqualified to participate because I just don't know anything about anything. And I think that the coolest part of it is that it's now is a genuine journey as opposed to like a conceit, but at the same time, yikes.
Yeah, there's a lot out there, and I've been listening this week to people, a couple of, what the heck is the name of the podcast? Well-Rounded Radio.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a few episodes that I've backlogged, and I was listening to them on my drives to and from, teaching this week. And they were talking a lot about all the different kinds of bands that are out there and the different distribution methods and people who are YouTube bands for all intents and purposes and people who are out there on their own. I mean, it's pretty exciting that you've got so much uniqueness in a world where it used to be all about the copycats, because that's what the labels were all about, right? They'd go out and find... you know, 10 bands that sounded like the Beatles, or, you know, 100 bands that sounded like Nirvana, you know. And now...
Who's Silverchair? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I think I might have a Silverchair song in my library somewhere. I just
imagine my immense shock.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. If we dig deep enough in my collection, there's some pretty unflattering things in there.
There, now there's a project for a website or a podcast. The embarrassing,
exactly.
Embarrassing music in our collection.
What would be really fun, I think, is actually for us to just sit in a room with all of our CDs and then be forced to, you know, play them.
Yeah.
Just to see how long we could last through some of that stuff.
I'm sure there are some. There's a Mad Season. I remember buying that, and I've never listened to it since, which was a Lane Staley side project.
Wow.
And there's maybe one song on there that's any good. And that one probably isn't any good either. It's just I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, because, you know, he's listening and, you know.
Listening from what? Listening from heaven or hell? He's dead, right, Lane Staley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? Right. Oh, God, we're really off track. But
we're talking about podcasts, we're talking about Listen, we're talking about South By, you know.
So the music thing. I don't know. I mean, for the most part, these days I seem to be getting all of my music from the same, like, three sources, which is kind of funny because it's keeping me fully busy. There's the excellent Slowcoustic blog, which I've mentioned, I think, a million times. I might as well just, you know, turn my site into a tribute site.
Why not? There were tribute bands once upon a time, now tribute sites.
Yeah, it's actually, it's run by this guy, Sandy, who is one half of the people who run Yearbird Records. You know, unsurprisingly, it led me to them. And then there's another blog called The Yellow Stereo, which has a lot of new music to get. And yeah, pretty much the third source is, you know, really a collection of other music blogs that keep handing me free MP3s. And it's surprising. I had never realized, you know, because you grow up in the 90s and, you know, you're told by the time it ends, all music downloading is evil. All music downloading is evil. And then you realize that actually most labels have a section on their site where they want you to download their music and use it for what I'm doing. Which was a real shock. And it sounds really naive, but I had no idea that there was also legitimate free music.
Yeah. No, and it's certainly, I think it's been on the rise in recent years.
You know, the thing that worries me, though, it wasn't, maybe it was OK Go, but maybe it wasn't. There was a band recently, I'll find the article, stick it on the notes or something, who wrote this really long and very thoughtful essay about how, you know, they came up as a YouTube band. You know, they generated this massive groundswell. Then a label wanted to sign them. And, you know, so they made their record and they started to tour. And then the label said, all the YouTube videos have to get taken down.
I think that was OK Go.
Was it?
Yeah.
You know, we don't want anybody posting, you know, embedding your videos. We don't want you making your own videos and putting them out because it's our job to sell you.
Right.
As a product. So it created this real crisis of credibility, you know, because now it looks very much like they've sold out. And I thought that was really interesting, you know, and of course there's the whole YouTube lawsuit thing going on this week. And, you know, being self-centered, one of the most irritating things about making the Friday Night Videos thing is if your video is on a label's website, 9 times out of 10, it says, you know, embedding disabled by request. And you think, what the hell else is the point of the medium?
Yeah, there isn't. I mean, the whole point of the medium, and I think most of the traffic for YouTube is that videos get embedded other places.
Yeah. You want people to see your video in as many places as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there is something to be said for going back to the YouTube site. I have, because of your site, just sort of started re-exploring YouTube and finding all sorts of interesting things again. But I mean, the way that I get pulled into YouTube is by having something embedded on a site that I read. I don't go to YouTube regularly, although I know that there are lots of people who do, like that's where they go. I go to other sites and other sites lead me to YouTube. So when they don't allow you to embed, I just, pisses me off.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. And I always feel, you know, really lame saying to people, oh, you can click on this to see my playlist, and then you can play them from there. Like, ugh, that's so tedious. Just, you know, what's the point?
Yeah.
But, okay, so we're coming up on our time limit. on our podcast, which is long and says nothing. So, new baby, when's it going to happen?
April Fool's Day. No, I don't know. The due date is March 29th. My wife is ready to have the baby whenever. She's like, we've made it past all the various things. We were like, it can't happen before our first daughter's birthday because we want that to be all about her. It can't happen before this date because my product is launching at work. It can't happen, blah, blah, blah. So we're past all those. And now she's in the period of time where if the baby was born, it would be perfectly healthy. So anytime. Yeah. And it's that's actually kind of not aggravating, but like last time, and I'm sure it was the same way, but last time we got to a point where we knew what date it was going to be because they said, you know, if you haven't had the baby by this date, you're going to come in and we'll induce you and get things going. This time we don't have that yet. And it's kind of driving me nuts that like at any point she could go into labor.
That's kind of crazy. I mean, so are the folks at the new job like just cool with the fact that, you know, in the middle of some random meeting, you might go, sorry, I got to go.
Yeah. No, they're totally cool. And they hired me understanding that the baby was on the way. So cool. Yeah, they're cool. My fear, I think, is that I still teach 3 times a week and that I'll be in Cambridge when it happens. But I mean, it takes so freaking long that I really shouldn't worry if I'm just an hour away.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you never hear stories about like, oh yeah, the delivery only took 20 minutes. It was totally.
Yeah. No, that just doesn't happen. I mean, you hear about people who have babies in cars and in random places, I guess, but I don't know. Those women must have. Oh God, I'm going to get in trouble now.
No, but I mean, like, it is kind of a mystery because, like, every story you've ever heard is, oh yeah, I was in labor for, like, I don't know, 139 hours. And
so it makes me wonder, like, if you give birth in the car, like, were you just not aware of what was going on with your body? I don't know. I'm not a woman, so I shouldn't talk. But
Yeah. Like, I mean, you hear about these women every now and again. They're like, I had no idea I was pregnant until I had a baby. Like, how?
Right. They're like, I just ate a lot of Fritos. I thought maybe I was just
getting... Do you think the thing kicking you in your stomach was a cheeseburger?
I mean, there's that line in Juno where, I mean, maybe it's just because we're guys, we don't know that. There's a line in Juno where, like, are you sure it's not a cheeseburger baby? Or, like, that's not even what it is. It's like, you know, it's that it's just that they're getting fat. And
you gotta wonder if these women look in the mirror every now and again and are like, God, I'm dieting, but look at me. I look like a big, fat, pregnant woman. Oh, well. Well,
you know, there was a relative of mine who showed up to a family gathering, and this was only, she must have been maybe a month or two pregnant, but she was swearing up and down she wasn't, and every other woman in the place was like, she's pregnant.
But you're fat.
So, I mean, I think there are circumstances where early on maybe you aren't aware, but if you get to be 9 months pregnant and then all of a sudden you're, you know, I remember hearing a story about this where the woman went to the toilet and she just like, how do you do that? How do you, I don't know.
It can't happen that fast.
I mean, what, how do you explain the movements?
In your stomach, you know, don't you wonder like, wow, did one of those aliens lay an egg in there? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, I know I did some freaky shit that one time. You know, I was on X and I passed out in the bathroom.
You did wake up on a space station.
I did. But I didn't think I got impregnated by an alien.
I just don't understand. But hey, you know, whatever. Hopefully none of that will happen to you.
Yeah.
Instead, you'll get an exciting phone call.
Yes. Yeah.
Now,
or I'll just wake up in the middle of the night and she'll be like, it's time.
Now, with Kaylee, did it just, you know, was it like, ta-da, here it is? Or, I mean, were there false, like, today, oh, not today, or?
Yeah, with Kaylee, our first daughter, it was on the day she was actually due, Stephanie had some false labor, or maybe early labor that then just stopped for a couple days. So we were really convinced that Saturday that she was going into labor, and we walked all around our condo complex trying to get things going because walking is supposed to help. Mm-hmm. And then it all of a sudden just went away. And then 3 days later, we were scheduled to go in. And that's when we went in. That's when she was born.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
Now,
so it's a big mystery, big guessing game, you know.
Pretty awesome, though. How's Kaylee taking it?
She's all right, you know. I think she's slowly but steadily realizing that she's not going to be the only kid in the house. She's not going to be the only princess. Mm-hmm. She'll have to deal with having a sister, supposedly. Well, I'm still sitting here wondering, you know, like, did they get the ultrasound wrong? You know, was it, you know, knowing that my family, you know, we are not exactly the most, you know, well-equipped men, maybe they just missed it. You know, and maybe it's going to be a boy.
I suppose that you're probably in good shape as long as Kaylee doesn't, like, lean over and look at the new baby and say, "Hello, reason mommy and daddy won't buy me a new car."
Yes, as long as she doesn't go, you know, hello, reason that I can't. No, I think you gave the best example.
I was a very selfish child, and that would have totally been my calculus. I would have been like, "Oh, hello. You're the reason I can't have that G.I. Joe aircraft carrier I want." Yep. Welcome to the world, jerk.
Yes. I think that's probably... My brother would probably say that that's what I was like. I don't know.
Well, I still never got that G.I. Joe aircraft carrier, so, you know. There we are. Gonna have to free cycle it. Maybe someone's got one.
No. Recycle.
Anyway.
I think as reward for finishing your dissertation, you should find that G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
That'd be awesome. Actually, I don't know. I don't know what my reward is going to be. I do know that in the midst of all the craziness, I'm going to Paris from Monday to Friday this week. And hopefully, I will. We are going with Nora, my girlfriend, and we decided to rent an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Because it turned out to be cheaper than a hotel.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. So we have an apartment in the middle of Paris.
Oh, very nice. Jealous.
With a kitchen and a bathroom and all that good stuff, you know, so ta-da. Mm. Unlike apparently other apartments which don't have a bathroom. But the kitchen was the real draw. So we can go to, like, markets and buy fresh food and, yeah, quite cool.
Very cool.
But hopefully I will update the page from Paris anyway. I'm trying to schedule a bunch of releases, you know. Mm-hmm. But before we go, because... Mm. You know, now we're flirting with the danger zone.
Yes.
I had a crazy podcast idea, and I figured if I got you while we were recording, then you'd have to tone it down when you tell me how stupid I am.
All right.
Okay, look.
Go ahead.
I linked you that video from Big Papa E, Falling in Like, which people can go find, the slam poet. With his great, you know, "I don't want to make out with you, I want to make a fort with you."
Yes.
And I started thinking about it. And one day I hope our goat will have a video podcast because, well, there's not enough ugliness in the world.
That's right, there isn't.
And I was thinking that what could be really fun, because obviously then we could just sit in the room and play music and not have to edit it in. But we'd have to have something to do, because otherwise it'd just be two guys sitting there.
That's right.
So, house, but with a pillow fort. We could make one out of couch cushions and sheets and stuff, and...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not actually seriously proposing this, but I wanted to let you know that this is the person you're collaborating with.
Hey, you know what? It is a pot... Our podcast has the word generation in it, right? And it's kind of like we picked it out of a hat because it was one of the band names from our screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are talking about our generation, and we did build pillow forts, and I don't see why our video podcast couldn't take place from a pillow fort.
I got to tell you, it was actually an epic skill of mine.
Really?
I'm so good at making pillow forts, I actually want to put it on my resume. That's actually true. The first draft of my CV in the other skills section, pillow fort wizard. I took it out, but it's hard not to put it back.
I have just gotten a message that my computer is about to go to sleep.
Awesome. Well, we should wrap it up there.
But I think we ended on a we end on a great note that pillow forts maybe in the future of Generation Goat. Right?
Yeah, if that doesn't drive away the listener, nothing will. So, all right, and you know what we didn't do? We didn't talk about Lost.
We did not.
Locke is a smoke monster.
Ah, spoiler.
Done. All right. So, anything coming up this week that we should know about?
No, except maybe watch my Twitter stream to see when the baby is coming.
Awesome.
And I will try to be entertained. I mean, what's entertaining about a baby coming? I'm not sure, but I'll do my best.
It'll look funny. You can make fun of that.
Yes, I could. Although my wife might be upset about that.
She'll be drugged. Awesome. All right, Chris. Well, thanks for goading today. And thank you, listener, for, I don't know, having nothing better to do.
Yes, thanks, listener.
All right, take it easy.
Take it easy.
Bye. Show 'em how funky strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it. Just beat it. Just beat it. Just beat it. There to get you, better leave while you can. Don't wanna be a boy, you wanna be a man. Stay alive, better do what you can. So beat it, just beat it. You have to show them that you're really not scared. You're playing with your life, this ain't no truth or dare. They'll kick you, they'll beat you, they'll tell you.